Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. We are starting with some personal TMI. That has been working for our show, so we're going to get deep into it. You ready for that, guys?
Can't wait.
Whatever.
So Justin Bieber is talking regrets. He says he wishes he had saved himself for marriage. Justin and Haley, they opened up about their sex lives. When a fan asked if there was anything they would change if they could go back in time, listen to this.
Sex can be kind of confusing when you're just being sexually active with anybody. I would have probably saved myself for marriage.
I don't know if I'd say the same, but we had different experiences with everything. So, yeah. Different journeys.
See that so sip? That's a sip of I've nailed that. He goes, I'm in the good books now.
I don't think he's saying that just to say that. So that was on Bieber's On Watch. It's their series. Do you guys relate to what they're saying?
I think that Justin Bieber has been on the road to self-discovery for a very long time now. And I think he's really started to fall in love with the person that he's becoming. I think he's really learned a lot about himself. And I actually really like seeing this in him. And I agree with you, Aaron. I don't think he's saying that to just say it. I think he feels like he probably had a lot of meaningless sex along the way that probably made him feel bad about himself and made him feel even more empty than when he did it. So I can understand this. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily... I think ultimately, as you grow up, you emotionally evolve a little bit more and you understand your sexual escapades better. And there are things that you look back at and you're like, I wouldn't have done that had I known what I know now. But I do think everything that you do makes you the person that you are today. So I wouldn't regret it. But, you know, it's good to look back.
I actually agree with it because I think when you recognize all that time you spent chasing booty, it actually works against you when you're trying to get in tune with your body and your mind and your spirit and have all of these things aligned. And he's gone through so much self-assessment and he's trying to position himself to receive peace and love and meaning and wisdom. And
right.
I think that if I can go back and save myself for marriage completely, I would do that. Yeah. What about you guys? Do you have any regrets?
Easier said than done. But I think what Justin really should have said was, I haven't realized what real sex is until I met my wife. And then that gets him out of everything, and it's like, wow, there's a connection there. Secondly, it's proven that he's not an idiot. Because any guy, if they didn't say that to their wife, you obviously think that that's the best person ever in the entire planet, and you want to be with them forever. So if he said anything other than that, he would have a lot of explaining to do and a lot of talking to do to Haley.
No, Aaron and I are right about this. I don't think he's saying that to get good points from her. I think he genuinely thinks, God, I wasted so much time doing all of these things that didn't really make me happy in the long run. I would have rather waited because I think from his perspective now, had he known he was going to end up with Haley, he looks back and thinks, God, I have such a beautiful wife, such a beautiful relationship.
Of course, and you will always say that. You'll always say that about the woman you're with. But you can't have regrets on what you've done in the past. You can't have, I wish I didn't do any of that, because if you hadn't had that self-discovery until this point, he might not have known that Haley is 100% the one. But he has to be very careful, and you want to, once again, as a guy, your sole purpose in life is to make your partner happy. You want to make them feel like $1 million. You want to make them feel like the most special girl in the world. It's our mission. It always is our mission. And he's just passed one of the tests on what you have to do to be a good boyfriend or
no,
good husband.
No, this is not about tests because
disagree.
I feel like this relationship is so honest and so open that he's not in here just telling her things that she wants to hear, and she also doesn't want to hear all of the fluff. I think that while he's been going on this spiritual and faith journey, he's discovered that he's been losing part of his soul along the way, and now that he is completely fulfilled, he's like, dang, I could have been doing this way longer. Like, I could have been doing this from the beginning. So I'm
not wasting time.
Exactly. Megan Fox was spotted out with Machine Gun Kelly again over the weekend. And sources tell us Megan has gotten close with Machine Gun Kelly after working on a movie together. And remember, there were rumors that her and her husband, Brian Austin Green, they have once again split. Do you think they're more than just co-stars, or is Megan moving on too fast?
Honestly, if one of my friends was to post a photo of a butterfly with a quote, that's a code red. That means you, as your close friends, need to take that power away from them with their social media account and just let it breathe. That's all I have to say.
Well, I agree. Listen, here's the deal. They've broken up a few times. They've rekindled a few times. They had a baby the last time they made up. I don't think we ever really know what's truly going on in the personal relationship between Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green. I think that this could be a moment of time where they're off and she's having some fun with Machine Gun Kelly. I could see them getting back together. I think Brian's post about the butterfly and the flower and feeling smothered, yeah, little bit of a buzzkill there. I didn't think that that was probably the coolest thing he could have posted, but I
coolest.
Can't find my words.
Not, it's so not far cool, from like, cool, Morgan Stewart. That's like rock. That's worse than quotes. That's worse than a picture of a quote.
It's lame as F is what I really wanted to say, but I just didn't. I wanted to be a little bit nicer.
He is obviously hurting, of course, and that's a sign of it, but that's where you need your friends to come in, change your password. I think you need, like, you honestly need in every Instagram account a best friend or someone so close to you. Literally like a power of an attorney that can flick a switch at any point and just go, no.
Yeah.
So do you think that Brian's post is a tell that Machine Gun Kelly and Megan are a thing? Because I think this is just a fling for them. I don't think this is a full-blown relationship. Machine Gun Kelly has been bouncing from girl to girl like so rapidly that I think this is just fun for them.
And also, by the way, is it so crazy to think, I mean, they did a movie together. Maybe they are just friends.
Yeah, I think that could just be the possibility there. Because just a month ago, he confirmed his relationship with this IG model, Summer Rae, so I feel like they're just in it to have companionship. On to Noah Cyrus. She's getting emotional over what it's been like growing up in Miley's shadow. In her new song, The End of Everything, Noah sings about her sister being like sunshine while she was born to rain clouds, blessed in her shadow. During a recent IG Live, Noah broke down, saying the comparisons to Miley are, quote, absolutely unbearable and that it's been too hard to overcome. What do you think? Can siblings like Noah, do they stand a chance to rise up and be like their older sibling?
I've actually seen Noah play live when I was back in Australia. She's very different to Miley. So you got to understand, her sister isn't just a pop star. Her sister is like a global phenomenon. Like, this is very tricky. And I think without her sister being that big star, Noah, until she produces music which can take over stadiums, should use all the support she can from any family members. So I feel like she's very blessed to be in that family. I think like she's got the genetics to make great music, but I don't think like she's there yet.
Yeah, I think that's really hard to overcome. I think I know a lot of people that come from, you know, if they have famous family members or parents or whatever, and when you're somebody who's driven and talented in their own right, but somebody else has done it so much bigger than you, I think it is a hindrance, and I think it is hard to overcome that. And I feel bad for Noah. I feel like music obviously is her passion. She comes from a musical family as well. It's not just Miley. Miley just happened to be born first, and her destiny was paved out, and it became what it was. So I can imagine that it's tricky for Noah, and I think, sad to say, do I think that Noah's gonna have the exact same level of success as Miley? Probably not. It even goes, I mean, Solange and Beyonce, like that's an example. Solange is incredibly talented. I love her music. I love her sense of style. Is she ever gonna be as big as Beyonce? No. It just, unfortunately, that's just sort of how the universe plays its cards sometimes.
But I do understand what Noah is saying. I have a younger sister and she also works in this business, and although that she's not an on-camera personality and I'm nowhere as famous, I'm not famous at all, But my sister also likes to separate herself from being my younger sister. She doesn't tell people that she's Aaron's younger sister when she walks into the building. We just happen to have the same last name and we leave it like that. She just doesn't want any handouts. She wants to work hard. She doesn't want people to think that she got to where she is being my sister. So I understand where Noah's coming from.
Just to back up there, Aaron. To back up, you've done 500 episodes of The Rundown, all right? You're famous.
I love you guys. Okay, speaking of I love you guys, who should say I love you first in a relationship? Plus, what would you do if your neighbor asked you not to use your master bedroom so they don't have to hear what goes on in there? We're going to be talking about all of that on Daily Pop next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Styles' new song, Watermelon Sugar. A lot of watermelon. How do we feel about it?
Honestly, I can't believe that this is a new song. I've been listening to the song for like weeks and months since the album came out. I love it. I love him. I'm all about it. Love watermelon. It's not really in season. I randomly had to ask my mom that today because I had a craving for it. It's
Where
good
did
for
it all
cleanse.
Go wrong for Harry? Where did it all go wrong?
No!
Where did
are
it
you
go
nuts?
Wrong?
It's, are you guys crazy? We love
oh,
him.
So you love it. Scott loves
I'm joking.
It. He
it's
wishes
one of the
he
most,
was being
I think he's the new It Rockstar. Like, that is a clip.
Yeah.
That is
new.
A clip. He's
Where
having
have
a good
you guys
time.
Been? Have you been
it's
sleeping
refreshing.
Under a rock? Harry Styles has been it for a minute.
Yes,
a long
I
time.
Know, but he keeps stamping it with clips like this. This is a guy that doesn't care about anyone. He is just cool.
It's time for Dear Daily Pop, okay? All right, if your neighbor asks you not to use the master bedroom in your apartment because you share a wall, would you do that?
Well, I think Morgan's in the best position to advise for this one. Morgan, which level of your Malibu mansion is the most vocal?
Quiet.
Best acoustics?
Well, the waves are so loud, so that's been really troublesome. You know, I hate that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he set me up for that, so I had to give that a spoonful
Waterfront
of that right back
properties.
Into his mouth. I think if I lived in an apartment and somebody told me, don't use your master bedroom because I can hear you having sex in it, I would say, go bleep your whole self. I will do as I please in the apartment that I pay for. Thanks so much.
You know, I thought about this because at first I'm like, yeah, I would still use my master bedroom. But if your neighbor was someone you know, and my neighbor is someone I know, and we do share that wall, and she told me, like, I can hear you, I would probably contemplate not using that bedroom.
That's different.
Or,
I would do.
Do you think
if
it would
I
affect your
them.
Performance? Do you think once you know they can hear you and Morgan, you've told them to go F themselves, would you then be thinking about that the next time you're making love?
Probably, because I'm really an analytical human and think about things quite a lot. So yeah, you're right. So maybe, fine. No one wins in this situation.
No one wins.
No one.
It's a lose-lose.
Pick a team on this one. A woman says her boyfriend is not happy that she doesn't want to shower with him. She says he gets too touchy-feely and she wants privacy. Whose side are you on?
I totally understand. I feel like if you're having a night with your man and things get a little frisky and you guys want to hop in the shower as fun, totally understand how the night can go there. If you're getting up in the morning, I don't want to shower with you. I just want to get into the shower, close the door, do my thing, and have that 15 minutes to myself. I don't want a buddy. I learned all of my motor skills for a reason. Like,
and
I don't need
to
you
to back
help
you
me
up,
with this.
Morgan. It's fine when you're washing each other, and yeah, it's one of those nights where it's like, oh, you wash me, I wash you, cool, let's get out of the shower. The waiting time for when a girl has to wash her hair, put the first layer of whatever you put on, put the second layer of whatever you put on, do more soaping. Like, I don't know how many layers and different things you have to do in the shower, but it ruins the whole experience, and I agree. Unless, it can't be a day-to-day thing. It's just not practical.
Agreed.
I'm a baby koala and I would love to shower with you. So listen, No, not you guys. I'm just saying
Are you sure?
I like
That's what you said. That's what you said to Morgan, the whole world
Great, it's a busy shower.
But also, I do not mind a busy shower, so just saying. All right, a woman says she told her boyfriend, I love you, and he didn't say it back, but not just once. It happened a few more times, and he didn't say anything. Then when he finally said, I love you, they were cozied in the back seat. It was at date night. Would you be upset by this?
Morgan?
Yeah. If I loved somebody and said I love them, and they did not love me back, or say it, I'd have a hard time with that, guys. I would not have any, I would be okay saying it first. I have no problem being vocal and going for things. But if, I would also probably only say it if the person I also felt loved me as
have
well.
Have you said it first? Have you been the first to say it in a relationship?
I have. I've been the first.
I mean, yeah, I don't really remember. I mean, I'm sure, I don't have like a specific memory, but I would
Aaron,
say it first.
Well, Aaron has, what went through your mind and how nervous were you?
Okay, so I had never said it first ever until the current relationship I'm in, and I really thought about it for a long time, and I so badly wanted him to say it first, and then I realized, why am I waiting? Does that mean that our love is transactional and I can only say I love you if I know this person loves me? And then I came to terms with knowing that I love this person unconditionally regardless if he has to say it back, so it just kind of rolled off my tongue one day, and I was like, I love you. And it wasn't anything special. We were just on the couch, and I was holding it in for so long, and I did know that he felt the same way, and he said it back, which was a relief, but it was a big risk, and I literally could not stop myself from saying it, so that's how I knew it was so genuine and real.
I'm with you, Aaron. I've always said it first, and I get so nervous with Maddie. I'm like, I just don't know when the right time is, because you're so vulnerable, I suppose, and it's a one-way transaction. Once you've said it, you can't take it back, and if they don't say it back, you'll just feel crushed. I think you know when the time's right, but can't we, like, there needs to be, like, a stepping word, right? There needs to be love, like, coming together, making a new, like, I don't know. I'm trying
that
to help
well
out.
That was well thought out, Scott. That was
I'm
good.
I'm trying to think, like I loke you.
Really
love and like. Loke. I loke you. There
are
you go.
You 13 years old? You need to get a Nintendo. God. I don't know what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense. I think that if you love somebody, falling in love with somebody is the best feeling in the entire world. I think saying it is the least exciting of it all. It's really just about how you feel. So I feel like when you love somebody and you guys are in a relationship where you feel like you're safe enough to say that, you both probably love each other. So just go from there.
All right, you guys, after the break, we've got Jamie Lynn Spears. She's talking family, Britney, and the most difficult moment of her life. That's all next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now is Jamie Lynn Spears. Hey, Jamie, how's it going over there?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How's your quarantine? Have you been staying sane?
Yes. I mean, it's kind of hard to complain because I feel very fortunate. We do have a yard. We have our health, and all we're being asked to do is stay home. So a little bit mentally and emotionally challenging, you know, with homeschooling and kids. But for the most part, we're doing pretty good.
What's the craziest thing you have done to like pass the time?
You know, a lot of arts and crafts, which is something we always do, but like, I mean, to another level. I think I've literally spent all my money on chalk this year. So that's probably the weirdest thing that I've been doing a lot more of.
Who have you been quarantining with?
My sister came in at the beginning of it, but we were not certain how long everything was gonna last. So she came in for about 2 weeks, I think it was, and she went back home, so she was here. My brother's been here. Just our immediate family, though, because obviously we're not trying to, you know, just make this like a quarantine party.
Yeah, absolutely. But in great news, you're going to be on Netflix.
I know.
Sweet Magnolias. I'm super excited about it. What made you want to return to the TV screen?
I think that it's just kind of about timing. You know, I've been an actor since I was very young. It's a part of who I am. I love doing it. And honestly, I just did not realize how much I missed it until I was back on set and playing the character.
I can't believe it's been 15 years since Zoe 101 premiered. If you could go back in time and tell your younger self something, maybe some advice or anything, what would it be?
Probably the main thing would be listen to your mother. Even though you think she knows nothing at this age, she knows everything. And your life will be a lot easier if you let your mother help you. I really think I would have saved myself a world of pain.
That is such good advice. And I'm sure that you understand that more now than ever since you are a mother. And how cool do your kids think you are? Because you are on TikTok. We've got Charlie following you.
My 11-year-old TikTok is, you know, it's like winning an Oscar to her. So Charlie follows me, and that is, you know, that won me cool points for probably a solid 24 hours.
I love that. You recently got pretty open and emotional about everything that happened with Maddie's accident. I know that, you know, that really took a toll on you and on the entire family. In what ways do you think that whole experience changed you as a mother?
I decided that nothing was scary anymore. I saw my worst fear. And then when I was able to, when literally my daughter was given back to me, I don't get to be ungrateful. I don't get to complain anymore. All the petty stuff, I've got to let it go. He gave, you know, you get that one big wish or that one thing you want. I got mine. So I need to live every day being thankful and grateful, even for the bad days, because when you see your worst fear and then by some miracle you're given it back, I just think that that's just something I can't even put into words, honestly, without getting emotional.
I think it's just such a good reminder for everyone to just always be grateful and to live every day fully. So yeah,
your
thank
health.
You for being open about that. I love that you were saying that you and your sister got to spend time earlier in this quarantine. And I figured we'd play a little game called Which Sister Spears Edition.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have you weigh in on whether you or your sister Brittany is more likely to do the following things. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Which sister is most likely to call the other sister for advice?
I think she would call me for advice, honestly. I really do believe that.
Who is most likely to reply to a Twitter troll?
That's probably me.
Who is most likely to have another kid?
Me. Or her. I don't know. Either one of us, who knows? But I
could
think
go
probably,
either way.
Probably me.
Who is most likely to be a drama queen?
Her. 1,000% her.
Who is most likely to record new music first?
I think her.
Who is most likely to have a midnight snack?
Her. She eats in the middle of the night all the time.
Same girl. Jamie Lynn, thanks so much for stopping by. And everyone, don't forget to watch Sweet Magnolias on Netflix. See ya.
Bye.
All right, we have time for one more quick story. Supermodel Naomi Campbell isn't taking any chances when it comes to staying safe. She wore a full-on hazmat suit while she was on a plane. I would absolutely do this. I am that person even before Corona who would do this. Would you
Hang
guys
on,
do it when
OCD
we can travel
germaphobe.
Again?
What level are you at, Erin?
I have the mask with, like, you know, the things on the side, and then I have the gloves that I wear, and then I wear the covers over my shoes.
Would you share an ice cream pre-corona? Would you, lick it? Your boyfriend can lick your ice cream. Are you happy to do that?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. No, with your boyfriend, you can share an ice cream.
Your spit is all over the ice cream. Why? What? No, you guys are ridiculous.
It's a surface lick.
So hazmat suit, yes or no? Do we even care anymore
yes.
about hazmat suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hazmatting
it up. Yes.
All right, you guys, that is it for us today. Don't miss tomorrow's show. We've got Hollywood Dating Secrets. See you then.